Hi there. The word for today is, be grateful for God's grace. In Ephesians 3 verse 8, Paul writes to me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given. One day the Pharisees caught a woman in the act of adultery. Now the law of Moses was clear. She was to be stoned, and the Pharisees were ready to do it. This woman probably thought that Jesus, being righteous, would agree. But suddenly he stoops and begins to write in the sand. Some Bible scholars think that perhaps he wrote down their sins, including times and places, etc. Wouldn't that have been something? When he looks up, the woman's accusers are gone. And he says to her tenderly, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. That day Jesus lifted her from a position of undeniable guilt to one of unconditional pardon. She didn't deserve it. She didn't even know it was possible. And that's our story too, isn't it? Here's a great story. One day, Abraham Lincoln happened to see a plantation owner bidding for a slave girl. Figuring that he was going to buy her and abuse her, Lincoln paid the price to set her free. Does this mean I can go wherever I want to go? She asked. Lincoln said, yes, you're free. With tears streaming down her face, she replied, then, sir, I will go with you. The word grace is so important that Paul mentions it 3 times more than any other Bible writer. Remembering the violent life he had once lived, he writes, to me who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given. Now this word grace comes from the Greek word charis, which means pure joy. Listen to me. Although you don't deserve it, never could deserve it, God considers saving you to be a pure joy. And that's the word for you today.